Bay Area, some of the islands.
Yeah,
Coconut Grove. Got Brickell, Golden, North Beach, a few exclusive areas. What about on Miami Beach per se? What?
Bell Harbor.
Bell Harbor.
Or Surfside. In that area, it's pretty nice. Bell Harbor is it goes in and houses there. They have like, it's pretty private. You've got to belong to Bell Harbor shops. You know, you can't even go in without. You should never go in if you don't want to spend a lot of money.
Mm.
Really
very
expensive.
Exclusive.
Yeah.
Now, is that on the beach side?
The beach is here. You know, it's all right off Collins at about, I think it's 125th Street. It's on the right side.
But it's not on the mainland. It's on the beach.
Yeah, it's on the beach.
Okay. And would you consider like the now in this sense of the word best, would you consider like the best stores, I guess meaning most exclusive stores, to be in the Bell Harbor area?
Yeah. Those are really...
How about the oldest and largest stores? What would they be?
Those are downtown. Yep. They've got like Richards and Burdine's. And then further up, there's like a new downtown coming about. It's on 14th Street in Biscayne. They've got a Sears and a Jordan Marsh and a Jefferson's.
Yeah.
So that's still considered in downtown Miami. But it's not so much the heart as the other stores.
Okay. Okay, so are there any low-income white neighborhoods?
Very
low-income, like maybe even itinerants.
Yes,
in the city.
In about, my sister used to have this house, my other sister Barbara. I think it was 50th Street.
Put this over here off your lap so you wouldn't have to hold it in. Unless you felt more comfortable with that.
No, either way. She lives on Street. Used to live on Northwest. So that there's a lot of warehouses in there, and it's right on the outskirts of Miami Shores, which is nice. But then you cross the railroad tracks, there's all these pretty worn down houses, you know, low, pretty low rent, and warehouses. So usually that's low income whites live in there, and some blacks. So it's kind of mixed.
Okay. Is that one of the, are there any other areas around like that?
Sure.
That are predominantly, you know, like kind of run down low-income white areas?
In Hialeah, there's a few places. Hialeah is about, it's outside of North Miami. Like in that area, I can't think of a nickname for it.
Okay. And what would you consider the furthest limit of like a metropolitan Miami area, north and south and west? You know, the whole defining the area.
North, I guess it would be, say, 163rd Street in Collins. That's Miami, about right there. South, I guess you could say right where Brickell starts. No, further down.
Into the Grove?
Yeah, a little bit out of the Grove. I think just outside the Grove, because then you get into Coral Gables and Defton and other cities.
And you consider Coral Gables separate?
Yeah, it's a separate city.
Is that the borderline?
Yeah, you can use that. And to the east, I guess you could say, where it's south. What could you consider east?
Well, east have the ocean, I guess.
Yeah. I guess that's what I meant by east would be 163rd and Collins. That would be.
Oh, you mean, I see. You're taking the beach as being something separate.
Yeah, just like that. And,
again, now, this stretch from where we're sitting, this building, all the way down to the Fontainebleau, is there a name for this?
It's the Strip.
Okay, is there any other names that native Miamians refer to this area?
Hotel Row.
Hotel Row?
Heard that.
Okay. All right. How about, what do you consider some predominant local landmarks? You know, if you had someone here that you wanted, and you know, they were from out of town, you were going to show them off the city.
Well, they have the Torch of Friendship. That's in Bayfront Park. Bayfront Park itself is... it's about 60 acres. It's on the bay, and they have gardens in there, and the Freedom Shrine. And there's a Japanese garden. Those are kind of nice. They're at Watson Park.